You are now listening to the iScript of Soul Shadows 2, My Soul to Take, by Jordan Weeb. Fade in. Interior, the alcove. We enter to find Tanis admiring herself in an ancient, tarnished mirror. Or rather, she admires something shiny that dangles and glistens from about her neck. She catches our eye in the reflection, smiles, and speaks without turning around. Tanis, maybe you be thinking Tanis don't appreciate beautiful things. Now Tanis whirls about on her heel as her caftan billows around her. But like so many times before, you would be mistaken. Tanis lifts the object from around her neck. She holds it out for our inspection. A locket. A silver heart-shaped locket dangles from her finger on a silver chain. It spins ever so slightly to reveal the word forever engraved on its back in an ornate script. Tanis off-screen. Forever be a mighty long time indeed. Wider. With a flick of her wrist, Tanis snatches the locket back up into her hand. But if you try to be living forever, you only die trying. Tanis now holds the locket in both hands. This locket, she be the one speaking to us tonight. And she snaps it open. A swirling blanket of thick mist spews forth from within the locket, so dense that it soon obscures Tanis from view, so dense that it soon fills the room, so dense that soon the mist is all we can see. Somewhere within the mist, a familiar piercing whistle fills our ears, growing louder by the second. And soon we recognize this unmistakable sound. It is the sound of a falling bomb. You hear that, don't you? Best you be taking cover. And this tale about forever, she be called My Soul to Take.
Super,
My Soul to Take. The mist slowly clears to reveal exterior, woods, day. Rain pours down from the dark gray sky. A huge explosion. Dirt flies through the air. A young American soldier lands onto the ground with both his legs blown off at his knees. He screams as blood gushes out. Another young soldier, with only half a head, falls next to the legless boy. Super. Hürtgen Forest, Germany. Fall of 1944. A German and an American soldier fight each other on the muddy ground. The German soldier pulls out a large knife and stabs the American soldier in the chest. He pulls the knife out and stabs him again, this time in the stomach. Another American soldier comes up from behind and shoots the German through the back of the neck. A grenade lands right next to him. Boom! The young soldier is blown to pieces. The once peaceful woods have now become a battlefield, filled with gunfire and screams. Dozens of American soldiers scatter from the German gunfire. There are explosions in all directions. Bodies fly through the air. Shredded bodies drop to the ground. Arms, legs, and heads are blown off. The forest is now filled with smoke. Two young soldiers dive into a ditch. Private Travis Doyle, 19, has a baby face and looks like he still can't grow facial hair. Next to Travis is Private Mickey Sullivan, who looks the same age as Travis. He has a large scar below his left eye. The ditch is filled with bodies, soaked in blood. Travis and Mickey crawl over the corpses. Both boys are out of breath, their faces covered with blood and dirt. Mickey, where the hell did they come from? Travis, I don't know. Must have been a trap. An explosion. A torso lands on top of Mickey. Mickey, Christ! Mickey pushes the torso off. Travis, was he one of ours? Mickey, I don't know. Mickey and Travis peek over the ditch. Several German soldiers charge towards them. Travis, oh shit! Mickey, just fucking shoot! The young privates fire their weapons. Bullets rip through the Germans, their bodies tumble to the ground. Another explosion. Travis is knocked back. A silver heart-shaped locket falls out of his pocket. A look of panic overcomes him. He scurries over to the locket and grabs it. He holds onto it tight. Cut to black. Fade in. Exterior, city street, day, flashback. Travis walks along a busy sidewalk filled with pedestrians and merchants. He stops at one of the merchants' tables. The table is covered with rings, earrings, and necklaces. A short, old, gray-haired merchant who wears a black yarmulke approaches Travis. German. Can I help you with something? Travis. I was just looking for something for someone. Is this a female someone? No, I was going to get my dad some earrings. Of course it's for a girl. The merchant laughs. Of course. Is she someone special? Very special. Do you believe her to be your true love? Yes. The merchant pulls out a silver heart-shaped locket from his pocket. He dangles it in front of Travis. The word forever is engraved on the front. Travis. She'd love it. Merchant. This is only to be given to that of your true love. Are you sure she is your one and only?
100%.
Travis stares at the locket.
How much?
There is no price for that of what is priceless.
It is a gift.
You're just going to give it to me?
I have never found my true love,
and I am too old now.
Take it.
The merchant hands the locket to Travis.
Travis.
Thank you. Just be sure she is your one and only, in life and in death.
I am.
There is the sound of an explosion. Exterior, woods, day. Dirt flies all over Travis. Mickey turns to Travis.
Mickey, are you okay?
Travis nods. More explosions. Dirt flies onto Travis's face. He spits out a mouthful of earth, then shoves the locket back into his pocket. The German soldiers keep coming forward. Suddenly, dozens of American soldiers run out from the smoke and fire. They blast away at the Germans. Screams are heard from both sides. Captain Bannerman, mid-40s, jumps into the same ditch as Travis and Mickey. He's a tall man and has a thick mustache that sits above his lip. He makes his way towards the two privates.
Captain Bannerman. You boys okay?
The two of them nod. The captain takes out a cigar and lights it up.
Don't worry. We're going to get every one of them kraut motherfuckers and blast them straight to hell.
The gunfire becomes more distant. Running footsteps are heard. The captain spins around and fires his rifle. A German soldier falls and rolls down next to one of the captain's feet. He kicks the dead soldier in the chest.
Those sons of bitches never had a goddamn chance.
The captain stands with a big grin on his face. He takes a long drag from his cigar. Exterior, woods, camp, day. Soldiers meander about. Some are eating and drinking, some are smoking, and some are sleeping. Mickey and Travis sit with another private, Ronnie Walker, who is in his early 20s. Cigarettes hang out of their mouths, and they each have metal cups in their hands.
Ronnie. Fucking Krauts thought they could have actually taken us.
Travis.
They almost did. We barely made it out of there alive.
Ronnie.
Bullshit. We got God on our side.
Travis.
Maybe.
He takes a sip from his cup.
Travis.
Too bad about Georgie.
Ronnie. I just hope it was quick.
They got blown into 20 pieces. I'm pretty fucking sure it was quick.
Mickey ignores Travis and Ronnie as they speak. Ronnie turns to Mickey.
Hey, Mickey, what's up?
Mickey.
Nothing.
No shit. You just been sitting there the whole goddamn time without saying a fucking word.
Something wrong?
I was just thinking.
You? Think? Get the fuck out of here. What the hell are you thinking about?
The first person I killed.
At least up close kill, not including shooting blind or throwing grenades. Mickey takes a drag from his cigarette.
Ronnie. Where did this happen?
Mickey.
It was in Cisterna. It was fucking crazy. Bombs going off left and right. I didn't even know where the hell I was. I ended up in this trench with this German kid. And when I say kid, he was a fucking kid. Couldn't have been more than 15, 16 max. Anyways, we tried shooting, but we were both out of bullets. So we started beating the shit out of each other.
He pulls out a large knife.
I got on top of him and I pulled this out.
He stares at the knife.
I stuck this in his belly.
And in that instant, everything became quiet. I couldn't hear the bombs. I couldn't hear the bullets. The only thing I could hear was that kid.
It was like we were the only people left, you know? He looked so scared. He was crying out, Mutter, Mutter. He cried like a child, you know? Like when a kid tries to hold back the tears but can't.
That's what he sounded like. He looked straight at me, and I could tell he was begging me with his eyes, either to stop or to make it quick. I wasn't sure. So I put my arm around him as I pushed the blade in further. He let out one last gasp. Then he died there in my arms.
Mickey puts the knife away.
Ronnie.
It was either you or him. I don't know why you're kicking yourself over it.
Mickey.
He was just a kid, doing what he was told to do.
Like us.
Fuck that, he was a goddamn Nazi.
Do you think he would be if he had a choice?
Why the hell are you here if what you think we're doing is wrong?
It's not that I think what we're doing is wrong. I'm doing this because it needs to be done, but it doesn't mean I have to like it.
You gotta change your way of thinking. If you personalize it, if you start thinking of them as just kids, you're going to end up just as dead as fucking Georgie.
Ronnie leans forward.
They're the enemy, and that's that.
Maybe you're right. I don't fucking know anymore.
Travis turns to Mickey.
Travis. I know what you're saying, Mickey. I don't want to kill nobody either.
Ronnie.
So then what's your excuse for being here?
Travis.
I have my reasons.
And those are?
None of your fucking business.
Mickey drops his cigarette, then steps on it. He looks over towards Travis. He notices a silver chain that dangles out of his pocket.
Mickey. What's that?
Travis.
What's what?
Mickey. What you got in your pocket?
Travis.
It's nothing. Travis pushes the chain back into his pocket.
Mickey. It ain't nothing, it's something.
So what the fuck is it? Mickey reaches into Travis's pocket and pulls out the heart-shaped locket. Travis snatches it out of Mickey's hand.
Travis. Give that back.
Mickey. Come on, Travis, let us look.
Travis sighs.
Travis.
Fine.
He hands the locket over to Mickey. Mickey opens it up.
Inside is a picture of Travis and a young woman. Mickey, holy shit, how the hell you end up with a girl like that?
Ronnie reaches over towards Mickey.
Ronnie, let me see.
Mickey passes the locket to Ronnie.
God damn, you are one lucky son of a bitch.
Travis, okay, you've all had your look, now give it back.
Ronnie hands the locket to Travis.
Travis, thank you. He puts the locket back into his pocket. He yawns.
I'm tired. I think I'm gonna go crash.
Ronnie,
yeah, right, crash my ass.
Ronnie does a jerk-off motion with his hand. Travis chuckles as he gets up.
Talk to you ladies later.
He heads towards a tent. Interior, tent, continuous. Travis enters the tent. He lies down on the ground and pulls the locket out of his pocket. He dangles it above him and watches it as it sways back and forth. He brings it down and sets it on his chest. His fingers curl around the locket as he closes his eyes. Fade to black. Fade in. Interior. Bedroom. Night. Flashback. Travis opens his eyes. The young woman from the picture inside his locket lies naked in front of him. Samantha, 18, smiles as she runs her fingers through his shaggy brown hair. Her eyes are bright green and her blonde hair flows down past her shoulders.
Samantha. How was it?
Travis.
Amazing.
Aren't you glad we waited now?
Travis shakes his head.
Not really. I wish we did this a long time ago.
Samantha laughs.
Travis, I love you.
Samantha,
I know you do. Travis leans forward and kisses her on the lips. He stares into her bright green eyes as he runs the back of his fingers along her face.
Travis, I got something for you.
You do?
Yeah.
He gets up off the bed and walks over to the dresser on the other side of the room. Samantha whistles. Travis looks back and smiles.
Oh, you like it?
You know I do. He gives his bare butt a little shake. He then opens up the top drawer of the dresser and takes out the silver heart-shaped locket. He walks back to the bed and slides next to Samantha. He holds the locket in front of her. Her face lights up.
Oh, Travis, it's beautiful.
He opens the locket and shows her the picture inside.
Now we'll be together no matter what.
He puts the locket around her neck. The heart piece drops between her breasts.
My heart and soul belong to you and no other.
And mine yours. She holds the locket in between her fingers. Travis slips between her legs. Their lips lock. Samantha gasps as he pushes himself forward. They run their hands along each other's bodies. Mickey, off screen.
Travis! Travis!
Interior, tent, night. Travis opens his eyes. Mickey stands over him.
Travis, what is it?
Mickey, we found a couple of Germans not too far from here. The captain thinks they're a couple of scouts.
Travis, shit.
Mickey, which means...
Travis, yeah.
Travis sits up. He puts the locket back into his pocket. He gets up and rubs his eyes with the palms of his hands. Exterior, woods, camp, night. Travis and Mickey exit the tent. They walk towards a group of their fellow soldiers. Captain Bannerman stands with his hands on his hips. A cigar hangs out of his mouth. Two young Germans stand in the middle of a group of Americans. Captain Bannerman takes his cigar out of his mouth and makes his way towards the two Germans. Captain Bannerman, in German.
Where are the others?
The two Germans look at each other. Captain Bannerman punches both of them in the face. Captain Bannerman, in German.
Look at me, not at each other.
The captain moves closer. Captain Bannerman, in German.
I'm not going to ask again. Where are the others?
German soldier one, in German.
I don't know what you were talking about. We are lost.
Captain Bannerman takes out his sidearm. Bang! He shoots the German soldier in the head. His brains splatter all over the other German soldier's face. His body drops to the ground like a sack of potatoes. The captain aims his gun at the other German. Captain Bannerman.
English?
The German nods. Captain Bannerman.
Good. Now I'm going to ask you the same question I just asked your friend. And since you were standing right next to him when I asked it, I'm going to assume that you know what that question is. If you don't answer that question, I'm not going to shoot you in the head like I did your friend.
The captain lowers his sidearm. He aims it at the German's crotch.
I'm going to shoot you in the balls. So for the sake of your life, and for the sake of your balls, answer the question.
The German shakes in his boots. German soldier two.
I don't know where anyone is. We got lost.
Captain Bannerman. Fuck it. Captain Bannerman shoots the German in the crotch. He screams and falls to his knees with his hands over his groin. Blood spills out between his fingers. The captain turns to his squad.
Now we may have some krauts out there with itchy trigger fingers. I want all of you to be on alert. We're going to have to take shifts going out on patrol. Once they notice that these two faggot assholes didn't come back or call in, they're going to know that we know that they're out there.
The German soldier continues to scream.
Will someone please shut him the fuck up?
One of the soldiers shoots the German in the head with his rifle.
Thank you.
The captain looks over at Mickey and Travis.
Sullivan, Doyle.
Mickey and Travis.
Yes, Captain.
I want you two to take the first shift. If you see or hear anything, I want you to call it in, understand?
Yes, Captain.
Captain Bannerman puts the cigar back in his mouth and walks away.
Mickey. Lucky yes, huh? Travis. Oh, yeah. Exterior, woods, night. Travis and Mickey walk through the dark forest with their rifles in their hands. Beams of light from the full moon shine through the trees. Mickey, tell me about her. Travis, tell you about who? Your grandmother. Who the fuck do you think? The girl in the picture. She's your girlfriend, right? Yeah. How long you known her? Since grade school. Mickey stops. He grabs Travis by the arm. Hold on a second. She's been your girlfriend since grade school? No, I said I've known her since grade school. We didn't start going out till junior year. What's her name? Travis looks down at his arm that Mickey has a hold of, then up to Mickey. Travis, do you want to fuck me? What the hell kind of question is that? If you don't want to date me, why are you still holding onto my goddamn arm? Travis pulls his arm away. The two begin to walk. Mickey, so what's her name? Samantha. That's a pretty name. I got a girl back home. Her name's Ruth. She's beautiful, but she got stuck with an ugly girl's name. Travis smirks. Mickey stops. He grabs his stomach. Mickey, God damn it! Travis, what? I need to shit. Right now? Yeah, right now. It was those goddamn beans. Get over there behind them bushes. I don't want to be by myself. These woods could be crawling with Germans. I'm not going to stand next to you while you shit. I'll stay right here. If I see anything, I'll come get you. If I get shot in the back of the head while I'm pinching one off, so help me God, I will wait for you in the next life and kick your ass. Will you just hurry up? Mickey heads off behind some bushes. Travis leans up against a tree and takes out a cigarette. He lights it up and takes a long drag. Travis looks up into the sky and stares at the full moon. Exterior, field, night, flashback. The full moon glows in the clear night sky. Travis and Samantha lie in a blanket in the middle of a field. Samantha wears the heart-shaped silver locket. They look out at the stars. Samantha, what a beautiful night. Travis turns his head towards Samantha. Not as beautiful as you. Samantha smiles. You're just trying to get my clothes off. We both know I don't need to be suave to get your clothes off. She laughs. You're one smooth talker. Travis stares at Samantha. The smile on his face disappears. What's the matter? Travis sits up. I've been getting asked a lot of questions lately. Samantha sits up next to Travis. What kind of questions? Actually, it's just the same question, asked a lot of times. And what's the question? Why I haven't enlisted yet. Tell them because you don't want to. Oh, that'll go over well. Travis sighs. Maybe I should just enlist. Then these people can shut up. I don't know if I'd be able to take it. You being over there, not knowing if you'd ever come home? I know what people are saying behind my back. They don't think I can hear them, but I do. They're calling me a coward. Who cares what people say? I do. Well, you shouldn't. It's not a matter of if I should or shouldn't. I can't help but care. Samantha moves closer. She puts her arm around Travis. What if we got married? Travis looked confused. What? You heard me. Yeah, I did, but, what did you say? Let's get married. No one expects a newlywed man to go off and fight a war. I love you. I want to marry you, and I never want to be away from you. Travis's smile returns. So, will you marry me? Yes. Travis locks his fingers with Samantha's. He leans over and kisses her on the lips. Now, about that getting your clothes off business we were talking about earlier. Samantha pushes Travis onto his back. She gets on top of him. He sits up and wraps his arms around her, then gently kisses her along her neck. Samantha takes off his shirt. Travis unbuttons her blouse and kisses her chest. He looks at the heart-shaped locket. The engraved word forever seems to glow. Suddenly, Samantha winces in pain. She brings her hands to her temples. Travis, what's the matter? It's nothing. I've just been getting these headaches. Have you gone to the doctor? I have an appointment on Monday. Travis kisses her on the forehead. I hope you're okay. I'm sure it's nothing. He kisses her on the lips. Exterior, woods, night. Travis stares up into the sky. He brings a cigarette to his mouth. It's now just a long piece of ash. He lets it fall from his fingers. Mickey walks out from behind the bushes. He buckles up his belt. Mickey, I feel 5 pounds lighter now. Travis sniffs. Jesus Christ, I can smell it from here. Maybe we'll keep the Germans away. Maybe we should tell the captain. Hey, captain, we have a secret weapon that'll win the war. Mickey's toxic shit. Mickey laughs. Travis, let's get the hell out of here. The smell is fucking killing me. Whatever you say, Travis. The two head off deeper into the woods. Fade to black. Fade in. Exterior, woods, camp, morning. Mickey and Travis sit next to each other. Steam rises from the metal cups in their hands. Their weapons lay by their feet. Travis, I'm so fucking tired, Mickey. Mickey, get some shut-eye then. Travis takes a sip from his cup. Travis, I didn't mean that. I mean this war. I feel so drained. I hear you. It's hard on me, too. Travis puts his cup down on the ground. He rubs his eyes with the palms of his hands. Travis, it's sucking the life out of me. Why did you enlist? It doesn't matter. Don't give me that crap. It matters to me. Another time. Whatever. Ronnie approaches them. Ronnie. Didn't see anything, huh? Mickey. Not a goddamn thing. Maybe those Germans were telling the truth. Maybe they really were lost. Ronnie. I wouldn't be too sure about that. Never trust a German. They could be out there. Waiting. Travis. I doubt it. Suddenly there is an explosion. Mickey. What the fuck? Ronnie. The goddamn Germans! I told you they were out there! Travis and Mickey grab their rifles. They get down on the dirt as they start to shoot. Dozens of German soldiers burst onto the camp as they open fire. Travis. Ronnie, get down! Ronnie screams as he fires his weapon at the enemy soldiers. His body is riddled with bullets. Chunks of his flesh are blown off as his body drops to the ground. The American soldiers scatter about as they fire at the Germans. German and American soldiers fall to the ground. Captain Bannerman steps out of his tent with a cigar in his mouth and a BAR in his hands. He laughs as he opens fire. Come and get me, you kraut motherfuckers! German soldiers are torn apart by the captain's BAR. A grenade lands right next to Captain Bannerman's feet. It explodes. His arms, legs, and head blow out in different directions. His torso lands on the ground with a loud splat. His cigar burns next to his torn flesh. Mickey and Travis run along the back of the camp. They duck and dive from enemy gunfire. A bullet hits Mickey in his ankle. He screams. Mickey, fuck! Travis, are you hit? I got shot in the fucking ankle! Mickey tries to get to his feet. He stumbles as bullets whiz by. He falls back to the ground. Mickey, God damn it! Travis, I'll get you out of here. Mickey gets up on his knees. Travis moves closer towards him. A German soldier jumps out. Travis aims his weapon and opens fire. The German soldier falls to the ground. Mickey looks at the dead soldier, then over to Travis. Mickey, nice shot. Mickey smiles. Boom. Mickey's head explodes. Travis, Mickey! Travis watches in horror as Mickey's headless body drops to the ground. Travis, no! Travis darts towards Mickey's body. Blood spills out of his neck and mixes with the dirt. Tears flow from Travis's eyes. Travis, Mickey! Travis holds Mickey's body in his arms. His saddened face becomes filled with rage. He sets Mickey's body down and picks up his rifle. He fires on every German soldier he comes across. Travis, motherfuckers! German soldiers get blown to bits. Arms and legs fly in every direction. The ground is covered with bodies and body parts. The dirt is soaked with blood. There is a squish with every footstep. A German soldier tackles Travis to the ground. The German takes off his helmet and bashes Travis in the face. There's a crunch. Blood squirts out of Travis's nose. Travis grabs the German by the throat, then with his other hand, sticks his thumb into the enemy's eye. There's a pop. The German drops his helmet. Eye jelly trickles down Travis's hand. He lets go of the German's throat. He grabs a knife from his side and stabs the German underneath the chin. The blade goes straight through to the top of his skull. Blood spatters onto Travis's face. The German goes limp. Travis pushes his body off of him. He gets up to his feet. An explosion. Travis flies through the air. He lands on the ground with a loud thud. Cut to black. Fade in. Interior. Hospital room. Day. Samantha lies in a hospital bed. Her pale white skin clings to her bones. Travis is by her side. He holds onto her hand. The sunlight shines bright through the windows onto Travis and Samantha. Travis tries to hold back his tears, but is unsuccessful. Travis. Why did this have to happen? Samantha. It just did. We don't have control over these things. Then who does? God? Travis snorts up the snot that runs out of his nose. God can go straight to hell. Don't be like that. Everything's going to be okay. No, it's not. It's not going to be okay without you. He looks deep into Samantha's eyes. Travis. Maybe we should take you to New York or another big city where they have them big city doctors. I hear they're a lot smarter than the ones here in farm country. There's nothing anyone can do, here or in a big city. I can't lose you. You will never lose me. I'll be with you forever. She takes off her locket. She grabs Travis's hand and gives it to him. I want you to keep this. Travis shakes his head. No. Please, you can give it back when we meet again. Travis closes his fingers around the locket. Travis, I love you so much. I love you too, for now and forever. And ever. Travis leans forward and kisses Samantha on her lips. Her hands let go of Travis. Travis leans back. Samantha's eyes are wide open. Travis trembles. Travis, Samantha. No response. He squeezes her hand. He runs his hands over her eyes and closes her eyelids. He takes the locket and puts it in his pocket. Exterior, woods, camp, day. The woods are filled with a thick mist. Travis lies around several bodies. He opens his eyes. A corpse lies in front of him, a bullet in the middle of his head. Travis pushes himself up. It's dead quiet. He gets up on his feet and looks around. He can barely see anything through the thick mist. He walks forward. He tries not to step on any of the dead bodies. There is a figure that moves through the mist. Travis. Shit. Travis picks up a rifle that lies on the ground. He aims it at the figure. His hands shake as the figure moves closer. The figure approaches Travis. He backs up slowly. The figure moves closer and closer. Travis backs up further. The figure breaks through the mist. Travis's eyes open wide. His jaw drops. Travis. I must be dreaming. The figure is Samantha. She is barefoot and wears a white dress. Samantha. This is not a dream. Travis drops his rifle. How can this be? He looks down at the ground. His face is filled with shock. What the? On the ground lies Travis's body. Half his face is burnt off. His one eye is wide open. Samantha moves closer. She puts her hands on Travis's shoulders. It's okay.
I know.
He looks into her eyes. Travis.
I missed you so much.
I was always with you.
I know. I could feel you.
He puts his hand in his pockets and pulls out the locket.
I've kept this with me every day.
He takes the locket and puts it around her neck.
Now it's back where it belongs.
He kisses Samantha. They hold on to each other. Samantha. Let's go home. The two walk hand in hand into the mist. They fade away. Dissolve to mist. Nothing but mist. It's all we can see. Tennis off screen.
Love. She can be like war. And sometimes she be taken hostages.
But the mist begins to swirl and dissipate as, wider, Tennis emerges from the mist. She holds the open locket, and the mist is drawn back inside the locket, as if compelled by some powerful vacuum. Within moments, the air is clear. Tennis snaps the locket closed.
Denin' somebody you be lovin' dem forever. Dat don't mean nothin'.
She tosses the locket onto her small wooden table. On the locket, it lands forever, side up. Tennis off screen.
Foolish what it is. 'Cause forever ain't yours to give.
As she speaks, smoky tendrils of mist escape from the confines of the locket. These tendrils slowly coalesce into a heart-shaped smoke ring that floats above the table, on the smoke ring heart. An unseen draft now lifts the smoky heart towards the roof of the alcove. We follow its ascent. Tanis off screen.
Forever? Not even tomorrow. You gonna be promising love? You do it today.
Tanis' slim finger pokes through the smoky heart, tearing it asunder.
'Cause as far as you be knowin', dat be the only day you got.
And as the slight tendrils of mist dissipate, fading into thin air, we, too, fade out. This concludes the iScript of Soul Shadows 2, My Soul to Take, by Jordan Weeb. Feel free to visit us at www.iscript.com.